Please have a seat. Let's pray. Gracious Father, in darkness and in light, in trouble and in joy, help us to trust your love. Amen.
Amen.
Another year has gone by, and we find ourselves at the end of November again. The clocks went back last month, and it is now darker, and the hours of daylight are less. We have certainly reached the end of the autumnal warmth in the air. I think back to those warm and summer days and our conversations that were mostly about what we are doing, where we are going, and the events and details that so often belong to our outer lives. I then think of these colder days, and I find that they can help us reflect. Sitting round the firelight, we can think more about how we are feeling, our inner lives. The long extended evenings of November give us time to embrace the pause. This service of All Souls also gives us chance to stop and to use the space to think of those we have loved. Even though it can be challenging, it is helpful to have a special time to remember those who we see no longer. Through our journey of healing and acceptance, we come to see the nature of our loved ones' lives and not the darkness of death. Each person grieves differently, but this service is for everyone, and it's a safe place for memories. We may not know the specific details of each other's grief, but we can be together and help one another to feel supported. Robert Louis Stevenson, the author of classic books like Treasure Island, spent his childhood in Edinburgh in the 19th century. One very dark evening, when he was still a young boy, he was intrigued by what he saw from the front window of his home. The old lamplighter, who went about his work with a ladder and a burning wick, was coming up the street. One by one, the man lit the old-fashioned gas street lamps, setting the streetlights burning for the night. Robert stood watching with fascination, and his parents asked, "Robert, what in the world are you looking at out there?" And with great excitement, he said, "Look at that man. He's making holes in the darkness." What a wonderful image, making holes in the darkness and letting in the wonder of light. I started to reflect on how we can be lamplighters making holes in the darkness of bereavement. When we take time to really, really listen, we are making holes in the darkness. When we reach out to someone else with patience and understanding, give them a hug, send a card, make a phone call, offer kind words, we are making holes in the darkness. When we surround people by love and offer support, we're making holes in the darkness. When we look at old photographs and smile, or have a good cry as we reminisce with family and friends at the memories, we're making holes in the darkness. When we find we have courage, hope and peace, we are making holes in the darkness. When we choose to forgive those who have hurt us, we are making holes in the darkness. And when we search for joy and enjoy a new day, we are making holes in the darkness. As a hospital chaplain, I find myself being with those who are dying or whose loved ones are dying, and all seems dark. But I notice how someone's last words are often very significant to us, and we listen very carefully. We heard some last words in our gospel reading, the words of three men dying together in the darkness. Let's listen in, genuinely listen in. They are surely some of the most significant words we will ever hear. We hear a criminal crying out, recognizing the Son of God. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And he hears Jesus answer him, today you will be with me in paradise. Today. Today you will be with me. That conversation reflects all our Christian hope. When we trust in Jesus after death, on that day, we will be with him. The story from the cross is our assurance. The story of the criminal and the king, the robber and the ruler, the sinner and the saviour. In their dying words, we see in the narrative the wonderful grace of God. No wonder I wanted to sing, I stand amazed at the presence of Jesus the Nazarene, and wonder how he could love me, a sinner, condemned, unclean. In the pain of the crucifixion, there was hope in questioning, and in the experience of death, healing and peace. Jesus, the King, whose light shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it. Jesus, the ruler, whose light has authority over everything. Jesus, the Saviour, my Saviour, whose light of love conquered death and opened the way to heaven. Today, you will be with me. Of course I'm going to sing. How marvellous, how wonderful is my Saviour's love for me. Let's just take a moment of quiet. So we are here together, ordinary human beings, fellow lamplighters, but with the eternal grace and light of Christ to guide us home. You are held by those who love you, by those who have walked the path before you, but most of all by the love of God, the God whose light shines on as we journey on. Can I invite you to stand to join in with the words we remember them?
The blowing of the wind and in the chill of winter, we remember them.
At the opening of the buds and in the rebirth of spring,
we remember them. At the blueness of the skies and in the warmth of summer,
we remember them. At the rustling of the leaves and in the beauty of the autumn,
we remember them. At the beginning of the year and when it ends, we remember them.
As long as we live, they too will live, for they now are a part of us.
We remember them.